It is November 23rd, 2011, and it's Nancy Peroso interviewing a person with a great deal of experience in the Canadian grain trade at his home at 19 Wedgwood in Fort Garry, subdivision of Winnipeg. So we'll start the interview by asking my narrator to introduce himself and just a comment about your career in the grain industry, which we'll go into in more detail.
So should I start? Yes, okay. My name is Alek Kubicek. As it happened, it is the same name as the former president of my beloved country, Brazil, but he spelled it differently, while the Kubicek is spelled with a simple accent over C. You see, the Czech alphabet has quite a few, about 15 extra letters. So instead of CZ, Czechoslovakia, that's just C with an accent, converted accent circumflex. So as an explanation.
So both of you were exports out of Czechoslovakia?
Without any doubt.
Yes.
Not just exports. His, I don't know. I wish I had biography or, in fact, I intended to start to write some. Because Kubiceks not only come from Czechoslovakia, former Czechoslovakia, but most of them from one region, and many of them from the same village where I was born. So that name, for some reason or other, is very popular in that region.
Good. So we know then that you were born in Czechoslovakia, and yet we're interviewing you for your time in the Canadian grain trade. So we have a standard set of questions, which I think we'll try to follow along, but I hope you don't mind if I ask you some supplementary ones.
Go right ahead.
Your involvement in the Canadian grain trade involved two major organizations. Who were the two that you worked for?
Actually, the start of my career in the Canadian grain trade began in Vancouver when we landed, my wife and I and our son, 2 years old, when we landed in Vancouver on a British ship, Orcades, which was really a liner from Melbourne, Sydney, Auckland, New Zealand, Fiji, Hawaii, Vancouver. And this is where really I was heading for the United States with some waiting in Canada. But on the ship before it landed in Vancouver, there was already immigration officers, so that of the ship you could just go on without any stopping at all. So should we register you as landed immigrant in Canada? I think by all means, because before that I already saw what I was coming for. Beautiful, even the smell of the forests, Burrard Inlet. I think I told you that. It was quite emotional, you know. So I said, by all means. So how did it start in Vancouver? I got off the ship with absolutely nothing fixed. And what did I do? You're probably familiar with the public service hiring. At the main post office, there are racks and racks of little announcements of every new opening in public service, so that anybody can apply, anybody who feels that he's qualified can apply. So I went through this again and again and again, and most of them have been labeled, only the Canadian citizens need apply. There is one saying, assistant to the chief statistician in the Board of Grain Commissioners, which is now Canadian Grain Commission. And of course, I thought I was just fitting just perfectly into the required qualifications. And at the bottom, Canadian citizens as well as Commonwealth citizens can apply. Bingo, I applied. In a month, I got a letter from the Public Service Center in Vancouver. Would you present yourself such and such date in our office for the examination committee? So, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 men, 2 from Ottawa, 1 from Winnipeg, and 1 from Vancouver Civil Service Center. Quite an interview, 2.5 hours. And when it was all over, I thought I didn't do so well. Maybe I did. God knows. Hard to say.